What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. A federal appeals court Thursday refused to reinstate President Donald Trump's ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim nations. The three-judge panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco unanimously declined to block a lower court ruling that suspended the ban. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson was one of the plaintiffs who filed the case.
We respect that the president has broad authority when it comes to issuing executive orders, but they still have to follow the Constitution. That's the bottom line.
But the president responded defiantly.
We have a situation where the security of our country is at stake, and it's a very, very serious situation. So we look forward, as I just said, to seeing them in court.
The judges rejected the administration's argument that courts did not have the authority to review the president's immigration and national security decisions. An Oval Office meeting, a White House lunch, and a golf outing in Florida are intended to reassure Japan's leader. The Trump administration stands with its ally, according to a senior U.S. administration official on Friday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe arrived Thursday evening in Washington, a day before he becomes the second foreign leader to officially meet with President Trump. Well, due to deeply intertwined military and trade ties, Japan has no choice but to pursue a good rapport with whomever is president of the United States, according to senior government officials in Tokyo. But the Japanese have been deeply unsettled by President Donald Trump's previous rhetoric and its impact on East Asia. You're listening to VOA News.